dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Number two, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller, on this sixth day of September 2005. By the way, Kathy Townsend I had on last hour here that has been placing families. And I'm, I guess a disaster has to strike your life until you can make that decision to get out. A lot of people wanted to get out of New Orleans anyhow. They wanted to get out of the ghetto. They didn't want to raise their children in such an environment. I guess every dark cloud has its silver lining, and for a lot of these fine folks, that is exactly what's happening. I've got stories that are coming in here, even from Michigan. And I'll get to that story right after this first break. But up in Michigan, I mean, this place was a couple of miles from my old office up there in Battle Creek. Got people on a Delta jet flying up from Texas going to Battle Creek, relocating. Okay, these people want to get the heck out of New Orleans. And more importantly, they want to get out of the ghetto. I've got another gentleman that my wife, believe it or not, ran into this guy, Mark Dobertine. He's a journeyman machinist and toolmaker. He is from New Orleans. He was one of the folks that got flooded out. She met him at the post office today. If anybody would like to call this gentleman with job assistance, you can do so. I'll give you the number right now. And he's been having problems with his phone because, obviously, this is, you know, 504. It's not the Central Texas area code here. But his phone does take messages, and he will return your call. Mark Dobertine is his name, and his number is 504-319-2619. So we're doing our small part over here at Republic Broadcasting Network, and we appreciate the folks out there. And don't forget, if you want just a mailing address for Kathy Townsend, that's 1300 Abbey Road in Round Rock, Texas, 78681. Her name again, Kathy Townsend, 1300 Abbey Road, Abbey Road, Round Rock, Texas, 78681. If you want to mail donations to her, that money, none of that money is being kept, ladies and gentlemen. If there is any surplus whatsoever, it'll go back into one of the shelters in and around Central Texas here. These are folks, friends of the network, okay? Enough said. Let's go to the, tell you what, we're coming up on break. We'll go to your calls after this. The Times-Picayune, they want to get rid of Mikey Brown. That's right. Hurricane Chief warned Chertoff Brown of Katrina danger. FEMA Chief fired from former job. Oh, that's right. He oversaw horse shows. Where do they get these clowns, folks? Oh, that's right. Hoping you won't notice if they're just in the mix of the bureaucracy. But we've got layer upon layer of inept people getting paid too good of money to do a job to fail at, especially when lives depend on it. More news and information and your calls after this break. We'll be right back.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency official in charge of the New Orleans rescue attempt was fired from his last private sector job. That job? Overseeing horse shows, folks. And before joining FEMA as deputy director in 2001, Mike Brown, the Republican Party activist, had no significant experience that would have qualified him for the position. But the Oklahoman got his job through an old college friend who at the time was heading up FEMA. I look at FEMA and I shake my head. Furious Governor Mitt Romney told the Boston Herald, calling the response an embarrassment. Even President Bush, after touring the devastated area, said he was not satisfied with the emergency response to Hurricane Katrina's devastation. That just makes me laugh. But at any rate, Brown, formerly an estates and family lawyer, this week has made several public admissions, including interviews where he suggested FEMA was unaware of the misery and desperation of refugees stranded at the New Orleans Convention Center. You know, folks, I'm watching Bill O'Reilly on Fox News Network coordinating rescue attempts down in the streets where Fox News vans were, talking to people on the ground, relaying the information back to the Bill O'Reilly at Fox News on live television. And folks, how sad is this? You know, we've been sold a bill of goods here. We've been sold a bill of goods. Do you now believe that if we have a nuclear, biological, or chemical attack in this country, that people like Mike Brown are going to know what their butt from a hole in the ground here? Do you think George Bush does? You know, folks, you know, I'll tell you something. When I was coming up, when I was being raised by my mother, we had three children. This woman was making $50 a week. You know what? We didn't live in a ghetto. We had neighbors of all income types living around us. We weren't in a ghetto, though. We didn't have rampant drug use. We didn't have sociopaths running all over the place. And that was, I'm sure, the salvation of my life. I'm wondering how different I would have turned out if I would have been stuck in, say, some government low-income housing someplace. What crowd would I have mixed in? What crowd? My mother made $50 a week. Oh, gosh. I mean, more and more, God bless her soul, she's gone now. But the more the days pass, the more I appreciate my mother and her steadfastness with just raising the three children. It was a daunting task just for this woman to do that. And now imagine the situation if it's exacerbated by other things. I mean, it's too mind-numbing sometimes to even contemplate. I mean, it really is. A lot of people are shutting this off because they can't stand what they're feeling. Well, don't be afraid of it, because what you're feeling is called human compassion. That's what you're feeling. Don't be afraid of it. It's okay. It's what makes us different from the animals. Let's go to the phones. John in New York. Hello, John.
Hi, John. There's several things that are bugging me, per se. On the Alex Jones show, they were talking to Colonel Myers today, and he was kind of stating that, well, we'll have to destroy all the houses. Well, thinking about it, my father's got a camp that's been, it's nothing plush or anything, but it's been flooded for 40 years, and actually he's building a second floor on it now because it's still good enough to build on. I've got a cellar that's a wood cellar, and it floods about three times a year for the last 20 years. It actually comes up within 6-7 inches on the sheetrock and actually floods the board electric heaters, and I just let them dry down. And you know what? I've never changed any of it. I painted it maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, just because it got flooded doesn't mean it's gone. It doesn't mean it's not usable. It might not be a palace, but it's definitely a home.
Yeah, and this is what we were talking about before the broadcast today. Three of us were having this discussion. What is going to transpire here? I mean, they're collecting millions and billions of dollars. I mean, this money is coming in from all over the place, being funneled through the Red Cross. That'd be the last place I'd send my donations. Probably, if I had to go with a national organization, it'd probably be more like Salvation Army or something. But, folks, I would suggest this, that if you want your money to be spent wisely, don't shovel it through these nationally endorsed. Find a local church. Find a local chapter of something that is directly involved with help. And here's the question we came up with, John. I wonder if there's going to be some, we know people have the capacity to be really inventive and be really greedy. What's going to happen with these homes? Okay, they're gonna demolish a lot of these homes, but then we're going to have a clean slate down there, and we'll have brand new opportunity for those that have the ability to, well, avail themselves of any given situation. What's going to happen down there? Are we going to have high rollers coming in, buying large blocks, putting up hotels and gambling joints? Because we were already told, well, we can't have these gambling things on the rivers, the casinos floating on the rivers down there, because they're too much of a hazard, and we saw what happened to them. Watch what goes on here, because, well, you know, Halliburton has already been awarded a contract for some of the work down there in New Orleans. Of course, that's your commander in chief. He's the boss, so I guess he can dole out these favorite jobs. But it's an interesting question. What is going to happen to that property once they wreck these houses down there?
Well, another thing I'd just like to point out is, just like you said, these five or six people were shot that were contractors. They don't even know if it was five or six.
Yeah.
My gosh, what are they doing down there? People who have the rifles, for God's sakes, who are taking other people's children. Do you want your children to take, you know, do as to others as you'd want them to do unto you?
Right.
I mean, it's just a simple, simple thought. But it's so, you know, if you want us to go down there and start taking your succubins away and find out where you live and go take your children away from you and then think about it, because that's what's going to happen.
Right.
And, people have got it. I've called in for people to come and live with me, but I don't have any money myself. So if there's people who want to give money, you've given the number to help busing and maybe give them some living money a little bit or something.
Yeah, then
we might be able to come up with some clothes or so and some utensils and a little electric for a little while. But
John, what we're discovering is more and more people are looking at this disaster as actually a godsend. Now, that is the really bizarre part of the story. That is the really bizarre part. I thank you for your call, sir. As Kathy Townsend was saying, she was talking to people down there that were desperate to get out of there. Desperate not only because. I mean, they were desperate before this hurricane took place. They had no way to voice it. They had no way out. A lot of people have opened up their homes and their hearts and have taken people in. This is a second chance for a lot of these people. And they don't. And many have verbalized this. I don't want to live next to these people anymore. They want to separate themselves from the sewer water down there, so to speak. They want to get out. I'll tell you something, folks. You watch this very closely. There's going to be some, if you've got eyes to see, there's going to be some very interesting revelations out of this deal. And it's going to be people-based. Forget about the real estate. Forget about speculators. Forget about people. Forget about the government. Forget about the greedy corporate coffers that a lot of this money's been pouring into. I'm sorry, the supposed Red Cross. I trust these people as far as I could pick them up and their Red Cross and throw them. They've been caught stealing money, flat out caught stealing money from people. That's right, as far back as 1995 with the Oklahoma City Murrah building and the victims there. The Red Cross got caught. People were making donations to specific people. The Red Cross was endorsing the checks and taking the money and never making sure that money got to the people. I mean, this kind of stuff goes on. John in Florida, you're up next. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
You and your last caller, John, pricked my imagination here. I'll tell you what I envision happening. Given that these areas that are flooded are the poorer quarters in New Orleans area. We've all heard that that old park that's so popular. Oh God, it escapes me right now.
French Quarter. Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, it's okay. It didn't get submerged. Well, I think that what'll happen is there'll be a landfill. It may take 20 to 50 years, but they're going to raise that level of land. They're just going to bulldoze all of the houses, and they're going to fill it in. And it'll probably be a cost that's passed on to all of us taxpayers. And congressmen and other high rollers will have, their hands on the property titles and so forth.
There's going to be people that are going to take advantage and they're going to line their pockets over this.
Sure. They'll call it regentrification, Something like that,
I don't even know if I know how to spell that, let alone understand what that really means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was worried during the storm about Charles. He's a caller that I've heard for many years.
Yeah, out of Louisiana.
I was glad to hear his voice. I believe he called in Friday. And so, it's good to hear that he's out there still able to hear your programming and stuff, But I want to put forth something in regards to this entire debacle. I may be in error here, but is not the mayor, what's his name again, Ray Naggett or something like that?
Yes.
Is he not a Democrat?
I'm not. I'm not sure what his party affiliation is.
Okay. And the governor, Blanco, is she not also a Democrat?
I believe she is, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really wondering if maybe the Republican administration here kind of dragged its heels in this deployment, Because let me say, when Ivan slammed into the panhandle here in Florida, I compliment the military. They were here, instantaneously, almost.
Now, were you talking National Guard or are you talking regular military?
Well, it was predominantly National Guard, although I didn't really take notice, But I will say one thing. None of the armed soldiers had magazines in their weapons, even though they had them slung around their torsos,
Yeah.
So I don't know, even if they, you know, had ammo, you know, back at depots or something.
All right, well, John, hold on a second. I got to go to break here.
Sure.
Robert, Howard, and others, just hang on. We'll get to your calls also. And I want to finish these stories out here about some of our inept ones. Inept or just not prepared in our government.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Florida, I'd asked a question before the break, and you didn't know the answer to the question. You were talking about Ivan that hit the panhandle in Florida. And the problem I'm having here is bringing regular troops in.
Okay, I understand that, yeah.
Yeah, and all things being equal, 40 states around the country are sending Guards people down to Louisiana. Go ahead.
May I just say this, you know, don't overlook the fact that all of those National Guard units have been federalized. And, I mean, what is the little tag on the top of their left pocket read? It says U.S. Army. It doesn't say Tennessee or Oklahoma National Guard. You know, I've for years thought it a fallacy for people to really give the, notion to the fact that the governors of every state controls the National Guard. Because, as I see it, the paychecks are cut by Washington, D.C.
Right.
You know, he can't really object when the president says, hey there, governor, I need your forces. You know, and when you think about it, all the tanks, all the guns, all of every piece of equipment is really federal. Being, you know,
that's right.
Used, let's say, by the state governor when he needs it.
Yeah.
You know, but no, I agree. Okay, and I do draw the distinction here. I think like active duty units, like the 82nd Airborne, 101st, or any of the others. Okay, should not be down there, and they should be used only for external deployment, let's say, you know, because
right.
that's, I think, where you're going and right. your thoughts.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks.
Hey, no, wait, one more thing.
Quickly.
Okay, because, you know, getting back to Ivan, well, we got hit by another Hurricane Dennis just a couple months ago, and there, too, FEMA was like lickety-split here. The military was taking care of everything, and I think it's because we got a Republican governor who's related to the president, and, you know, it wouldn't be beyond these people to be playing little political games at the expense of the lower spectrum on the economic ladder.
I understand.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it very much. I was just handed this. As the water level in much of New Orleans begins slowly to recede, officials are preparing to deal with thousands of dead bodies. Bodies floating in contaminated water, hidden in damaged homes, and even piled together in a freezer of the city's convention center. DeMort is telling us to expect up to 40,000 bodies. Dan Buckner, a funeral home director, said, quoting officials with the Disaster Mortuary Operations Response Team, I didn't even know we had that, a volunteer arm of the Department of Homeland Security. According to a report of Shelbyville, Times Gazette of Tennessee, Buckner, co-owner of Gowan Smith Chapel, and his partner are on the way to the Gulf Coast to help deal with the mounting number of dead. The 40,000 estimate does not include the number of disinterred remains that have been displaced from mausoleums. In other words, what you heard on the media, folks, about the bodies, you know, you can't dig a grave in New Orleans. Because you're going to hit groundwater. We're not talking about people who have already been buried. We're talking about freshly deceased here. The DeMort team includes morticians, medical examiners, coroners, pathologists, anthropologists, dental assistants, photographers, police, DNA, X-ray evidence, fingerprint, mental health, and computer specialists, and others. Until they search each and every remaining house or remove all the fallen materials, they will not know how many people are there, according to Buckner. My personal opinion, he says, is they will be recovering bodies for 30 to 100 days, 120 days possibly out. He mentioned bodies will be found in attics and yards and the water. People were told to go to their attic. Then the water came up and they had no way to escape. Firemen chopped holes in roofs and found bodies. Meanwhile, a National Guardsman showed a reporter the many bodies piled up in the New Orleans Convention Center, including the freezer. He said, don't step in that blood. It's contaminated. Guardsman Michael Brooks told the New Orleans Times-Picayune, that one with the arm sticking up in the air, he's an old man. Then he shined a light on a smaller human figure under a white sheet next to the elderly man. That's a kid, he said. There's another one in a freezer, a seven-year-old with her throat cut. Continued the soldier, there's an old woman pointing to a wheelchair covered by a sheet. I escorted her in myself. And that old man got bludgeoned to death, he said of the body lying on the floor next to the wheelchair. The guardsmen stationed at the center say there are between 30 and 40 bodies in the freezer. It's not on, but at least you can shut the door, fellow guardsman Philip Thompson said. According to the New Orleans paper, in just one subdivision, Sherwood Forest, survivors who showed up at the convention center yesterday said police told them roughly 90 people in the neighborhood had died. In St. Bernard, 22 bodies were found lashed together. Officials surmised the drowning victims had tried to stay together to keep themselves from being washed away in the storm. Part of the challenge for officials will be identifying the bodies that have been decomposing for days. I ain't got the stomach for it, even after what I saw in Iraq, said Brooks, referring to the freezer where bodies sat decomposing. In Iraq, it's one-on-one. It's war. It's fair. Here, it's just crazy. It's anarchy. When you get down to killing and raping people in the streets for food and water, and this is America, this is just 300 miles south from where I live. This is not easy for anybody, folks. And people are going to have to be dealing with this one honestly and openly. And that's something we have not gotten out of Washington, D.C. I mean, you're head of FEMA now. Federal Emergency Management Agency got fired from a horse job, for gosh sakes. It's because his buddy got him into the job. Well, he's a lawyer. I guess that makes some difference. But I didn't know FEMA was into lawyership and filing claims and doing such things. We were told, we were led to believe, ladies and gentlemen, that because of the terrorist threat against America, that they could literally transform lives of people, evacuate entire cities. Do you think that they can do it? And more importantly, do you think they're still lying to us? I've said this, folks. Homeland Security is nothing but a shield for the government against its own people. That's what it's there for. And I think Mr. Brown exemplifies that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let us go back to the phones. Robert, thank you for patiently waiting in Wisconsin. Hello, Robert.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I've been watching this thing for hours. I have friends in Mount Saber in our parish. From what I understand, it's been devastated. And I guess, as human beings, we're like fleas in a dog. We're all over the planet. And when something happens, we're going to die. And in this situation, in the most sophisticated, richest, you know, and all the expletives or, I mean, all the adjectives we can use, we blew it. Be it politics or one way or the other and this and that and Bill O'Reilly and his self-appointed sanctimony is out there. We got to hunt down those looters and leak. Right. Well, he's never been there.
Right.
He's never had to look for some food. He's never had to do anything in his life, I don't think, that would require life and death choices.
But he sure has strong opinions.
Well, it's the Buddhists always, well, they say, given any kind of circumstances, I could be there. What would I like this person to do for me? Or what could I do for them? You know, this is what we need to look at.
Right.
And I know these folks down there, and when these carpetbaggers move in, and that's the way they see it, federal troops may be okay, but they're carpetbaggers, and they're going to set up the same situation post-Civil War. And I'm telling you what, you mentioned before about the people getting wild, this is it. You know, I don't understand why they just didn't call out civilians, not the army. There are many, many capable folks out here that would help in a moment.
Yeah, well, and the problem has been, Robert, because we have been conditioned over the years that we have experts and we have people that are empaneled and empowered that are going to deal with situations like this, so everybody relax. And then we find out that the system they set up is not only exorbitantly expensive. I mean, just take a look at Homeland Security. How many billions and billions of dollars have they pumped into this thing?
It's totally inept.
Totally inept. And this stuff, I mean, look, nobody knows better than what goes on in their own backyard how to deal with things.
Yes, sir.
And the amount of people that could have been available to take immediate action and not sit around and think about some bureaucratic decision or some political decision or whatever the case may be. No, forget all that. You roll up your sleeves, you get busy because you got the task in hand, and that's undeniable. When you start dealing with high-paid, escouched, Fed elite here that don't have a clue about anything, that's when we have problems. And this question, I've been waiting for this question to be asked in earnest on the airwaves, and I've not seen it yet. You know, these are the people that are telling us that they're going to come to our rescue. Oh, don't worry. If we have a terrorist attack, don't worry. The FedGov is going to be there for your protection and your help. Don't believe it for a New York second.
Well, I'll tell you what. Mayor Nagin has jumped on those people several times. I mean, big time. And he has got the support of I and probably everybody else in his country. He said for 2 days... no one has been at the levees that are busted. You know, I had my life in construction, and I could see situations that I could have given. You know, I didn't have the outlook of the roads, but I could have. New Orleans is full of heavy equipment. I could have sealed those things off within a day, just given some of the knowledge that I have in cranes and so forth. But these fools have sat there one sandbag at a time. I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, it's just classic government will take care of you.
Right.
People need to change their attitude, and I believe this is the event that will do that.
And you know what? And this is one of the things that I've been saying here, that, you know, there are silver linings to all dark clouds.
Yep.
And for people to understand, and the notion, the people in this country that actually believe that the federal government could handle emergency situations in this country, they had better think again. Because they don't want to be on the receiving end of anything like this. And
hey,
I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, Robert, but I don't know how well I would handle inept federal troops. And I don't care what badge or what authority they claim.
Absolutely. To me, they're intruders.
Yep.
Like everything else, they used to have the old civil defense. Do you recall that?
Oh, I remember that.
Sure did. And what it was is the neighbors, somewhat like the Posse Comitatus. I mentioned to my friends, we sit here and we watch this, and I said, you know, if we put a caravan together and had a sign on it, we're going down to help our fellow citizens on the Gulf Coast, by the time we got there, we'd probably have a caravan 100 miles long, people willing to do something.
Yeah.
But we've got to stay away. We've got the military in there.
Yeah, and as Kathy Townsend said, when people showed up down there to help these people and get them the heck out of that area, they were highly suspicious. How do you think they think of the Fed down there?
Oh.
If they're suspicious of just Joe Blow showing up in a Suburban,
yep.
Well, how do you think they think about the Fed?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Yes, you're welcome.
Appreciate it, Robert. Max Mayfield, director of the National Hurricane Center, told the Times-Picayune Sunday afternoon that officials with the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Homeland Security, including FEMA Director Mike Brown, as we spoke about, and Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff listened in on electronic briefings. Boy, my mouth is not working today. Given by his staff in advance of Hurricane Katrina slammed Louisiana and Mississippi, and were advised of the storm's potential deadly effects. They already knew it, folks. Mayfield said the strength of the storm and the potential disaster could bring were made very clear during both the briefings and informal advisories, which warned of the storm's surge capable of overtopping levees in New Orleans and wind strong enough to blow out windows of high-rise buildings. He said the briefings included information on expected wind speed, storm surge, rainfall, and the potential for tornadoes to accompany the storm as it came ashore. We were briefing them way before the landfall, Mayfield said. It's not like this was a surprise. We had in the advisories that the levee could be topped. Chertoff told reporters Saturday that government officials had not expected the damaging combination of powerful hurricane levee breaches that flooded New Orleans. He lied, folks. He's lying. Brown Mayfield said in a dedicated public service, the question is why he couldn't shake loose the resources that were needed. Mayfield thinks that Brown's a dedicated public service. Yeah, well, he might be a dedicated public servant. He's dedicated to taking his check, getting the accolades, and wearing the little title of being head of FEMA. By the way, Brown and Chertoff could not be reached for comment on Sunday afternoon, but you see them in the prepackaged press interviews on television. In the days before Katrina hit, Mayfield said his staff also briefed FEMA, which under the Department of Homeland Security, now that's right, folks, at FEMA's headquarters in Washington, D.C., its Region 6 office in Dallas, and the Region 4 office in Atlanta about the potential effects of the storm. He said all of those briefings were logged in the Hurricane Center's records. It's there. They knew it. They were told, even before this hit. Now, what's the excuse of 5 to 6 to 7 days? And I'll tell you what, the story that they floated out there initially, of people firing on the helicopters, and again, we have it from sources down on the ground in New Orleans that these people initially were not firing at the helicopters. They were firing in the air to get the crew's attention that were on the helicopters. Back to the phones. Howard in Texas. Hello, Howard.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good.
Hey, John, this was not accidental. This was deliberate. John, I read documents going way back to the late 70s. In the beginning of the 80s, of what the military, the plan was for a major city. Plan was, if there's an emergency disaster in a city, the plan was to leave the elderly, leave the handicapped, leave the people in the hospitals, and leave the children if they can't get out. And the only people that could get out were the ones who had cars. They went exactly according to plan. This is exactly what happened. And I said, you know, those dirtbags did this. And I'm angry. Because when I read that these plans that are going from the 70s, I thought, these people are nuts. No. They won't, you know, from the military, they wouldn't do that. John, it went according to plan. They expected those people to die, John. They wanted them to die. The only reason why those people didn't die is because of political pressure. And everybody was watching. Because if nobody had been watching, those people would have died in New Orleans.
It's the only explanation I can think that fits exactly how they responded, especially with the information we now have, that they were briefed well in advance of this. They knew exactly what was going to happen.
That's right. And what's sad is my son has to deliver the FEMA mortuary buildings for at least 50,000 bodies, John. My son is now in Houston, in the corporation he works for, to get these buildings. And he called and said, I can't believe that FEMA is asking for more buildings, for morgues. And John, and John, this was deliberately done. And they can't hide, because this stuff goes back to the 70s. And if you live in a major city, what you see in New Orleans, that's what's planned for your city. Unless somebody says, we're going to get these people who did this. And we're going to go back to civil defense. Because, John, when you were small and I was small, we had civil defense. We had caches for medical,
yep,
food. We had chlorine pills, everything, portable toilets that were stored in public buildings and private buildings.
And what are you told now? Depend on Homeland Security, FEMA, and depend on the Red Cross. I haven't seen anything that the Red Cross did, and these people were also very much aware of the situation, the impending disaster, the potential for disaster in New Orleans. And what were these people doing? Kathy Townsend told me, one thing she didn't say on air, and she told me earlier, that when she went down there, it was very bizarre, but they were able to get through. They were able to go down to the Astrodome here in Houston. But people were being loaded on buses and told that they weren't being told where they were going to go. I mean, this is not how you handle a disaster situation with people that are on the edge to begin with.
And they turned away ham operators, John.
Yes, they did. I reported on that last week. Yes, sir.
I could not believe that.
Yes, sir. That could have been coordinating efforts.
That's right.
And they said
he had a communication problem. Give me a break.
And Howard, if this does not demonstrate to people not to depend, not to depend on the FedGov, and I don't even care if it's StateGov, if we do not take this as an example as to what we need to do, you know,
that
preparedness mindset. You know, we've been telling people for a number of years, and for varying different reasons, why they should be off that grid. That grid, when the time comes, you are not going to be able to depend on it. It is not going to be there for you, and if it is, it's going to come way too late for anybody's hope or desires.
And that's right.
All right.
And
hey,
people better listen, because this was planned years ago, John. This is from the 70s.
I'd like to see some of the planning documentation. Do you have any further information on that?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go over into my garage and get the books out that go way back to the 70s concerning this. And it's Special Forces, Delta Force people that were involved with these plans for major cities. And that's where I read it, and I said, oh, my God, they did it. This is what they were planning. This is exactly according to plan. They expected these people to die.
They didn't die fast enough, did they?
No, they didn't.
All right, Howard, thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it. When you get that information, please relay it to me. I'd like very much to see that. Bob in Colorado. Hello, Bob.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Three quick ones. I wonder if the earthquake recorders in operation would record the reported alleged explosions before the flood in New Orleans. Hopefully, this may open some eyes, ears, and minds on the plight in our U.S. on what new Patriot 4, 5, or 6 is going to come out of this. The other thing, and the last, is why wasn't the militia called? Is the militia a non-entity?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because the former governor of Louisiana, we got this from his people, that they were looking at the Fed and some of the stuff that they were doing through Homeland Security and other agencies, and he said, look, he said, if I'm going to have to deal with the Fed down here and I got to back them out of my state, I'm going to need our militia down here in which to do it. Now, what the news media aren't talking about here, and we've gone to great pains and great detail to explain to people that forget about your state boundaries. According to the federal government, they don't exist. You're living in a region, one of the 10 federal regions in this country. And all of this planning, whether it be through FEMA or the new Homeland Security, which FEMA is now under, all of these things that have taken place, we have been telling people about this, but they just cared not to either hear it or believe it or chalk it up to some conspiracy theory or whatever the case may be. But you are right. We had civil defense. You know what the clowns from Washington told the civil defense people to teach the people, the school children? Remember the duck and hide thing, roll under the desk and cover your head in case of nuclear attack. That was Washington's idea. Civil defense used to be a big thing. They used to be prepared. They used to have medical stores. They used to have food. They used to have blankets. They used to have communications. And they had the people there voluntarily, at no cost to the state, during an emergency, that would volunteer their time and their effort, and the situation would have been handled. What was that taken over by? That's right, it was taken over by the Fed.
Well, all I can say is people that's got a memory that goes back to 91 can see what happened at Waco. They can see and understand what happened at the Murrow Building in Oklahoma. The Lockerbie explosion of the airplane has been proven that our CIA and FBI furnished information on that. You know, supposedly that they gathered was planted by them. Look at the 800. Look at the Twin Towers building. Look at all of this stuff that the government is involved in. And every damn thing of it, excuse my French, but every damn thing of it, you can't believe the government. You can't believe them one bit.
And when you ask them specific questions, you ask them for the proof, it's silence. All you get is a deafening silence.
Yeah, it disappeared, like all of the cameras and the recordings for all of these different things.
Well,
you can't find any of it.
And constitutionally, I'll say this, constitutionally, we should relegate the FedGov, to their original role.
Exactly.
And one of the original roles was protecting this country against foreign invasion.
Well, I'm going to sign off, John. Get another caller.
Thank you. The foreign invasion that's going on right now is the illegal Mexicans coming into this country, 30 million strong. But yet they couldn't seem to handle that one either. And this has been a problem that's been ongoing since, well, even before Bill Clinton, but the majority of it on Bill Clinton and G.W. Bush's watch. And here we have an invasion into this country, ladies and gentlemen. People had better start reconsidering, better start thinking for themselves. You depend on an organization and a government to do your thinking. I'm going to tell you who's going to be last in the breadline. With all the questions and all the misery, it's going to be you. My God in heaven. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Good show. Did my ears deceive me? Is it 4,000 or 40,000 dead?
40. They're expecting 40,000.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, if somebody were listening to us, they might actually think that we believe the government's cover story that Homeland Security in Pima was actually designed to protect us from acts of God or terrorism. And I was listening to Alex Jones earlier today and other stations, and this is like a redux of 9/11. You know, there's some mistakes made, but basically the bottom line is all this stuff is intentional. You know, all this stuff, you know, refusing diesel fuel from the Coast Guard, turning away truck-laden water trucks from Walmart, refusing food that was brought in. This is all, okay, all together now, order out of chaos. And FEMA is nothing but death. They're nothing but death angels. That's all those bastards are. They're Nazis. They're Nazis in disguise. And let me tell you something. When the stuff hits the fan, and I'm hoping to God I got at least 2 or 3 years to prepare, if I see any of those effers anywhere, well, I had the drop on them. See, how shall I put this?
You would take the appropriate response to the current situation.
I will introduce them to Mr. Kalashnikov. Okay? And I heard a couple of rumors, and I hate to say this, but they're coming from fairly credible sources that there's a threat of mutiny from the National Guardsmen in Iraq that are from the storm-stricken states. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know either, but I can tell you one thing. They're not happy being over there. They were never supposed to be there.
And you talk about silver lining in the cloud. Do you think this could provide for the impetus to show how evil this government is and work as a catalyst for the anti-war movement? Well, you think it's possible?
I'm not sure. I'm seeing an influx of this anti-war, the socialists slash communists that are floating in on this deal. I'd like to see them separated because I'm not a peacenik, okay?
Oh, I'm not either.
And I've said this before on this program. I'm not willing to die for my country. I'm damn well willing and able to kill for it. But only for the right reasons. So far, I've not seen a good reason in my entire life.
Well, I'm not going to allow myself to be herded into some FEMA death camp. I'm going to take as many down with me as I can. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Sheldon in Arizona. Hello, Sheldon. Sheldon, go ahead.
Yeah, John. You hear what Frank Whalen said on his show about what President Bush said the other when President Bush was talking about the energy bill that he was trying to put in the law where they want to put oil refineries on these closed military bases?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, he had mentioned that, and then the other day I heard some public official say that they want to send evacuees to mental institutions and to these closed military bases.
Well, I guess that'd be one way to get around the EPA regulations. I mean, we only have half the refineries in this country that we had back in the 70s, and all the while the oil companies knowing the demand's going to increase, well, how do you raise the prices and justify it? Well, you say you're running 100% capacity, and that's the best that we can do. So therefore we're allowed to keep our prices artificially high.
What I'm trying to say, though, is they have this executive order that's been in place a long time where they want to put people in the work brigades. Well, these could be the concentration camps now, put people to work on the shutdown military bases.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the overriding message throughout this whole thing is not to get the Fed the heck out of our lives and out of our states, I don't know what's going to do it. You know, they had a good cover story with in the news media's help with Waco. Or, I'm sorry, no, that was the follow-up, Oklahoma City. And then September 11, 2001, they were able to portray themselves as being the heroes. Now we're really seeing what they're made of. Now we're starting to really see a glimpse of what they really are, who's comprising their organizations, how many billions of dollars they're wasting, and more importantly, how they really feel about their jobs in relationship to us. It is not good.
It's about time. Thanks a lot, John.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Sheldon. Sean Penn. He's popped up here, accuses Bush amid rescue chaos. Oscar-winning Hollywood actor Sean Penn, who has been assisting rescue efforts in New Orleans, said the U.S. government did not seem to be inclined to help. We were pulling drowning people out of the water. It's the ultimate distress and human suffering, dead bodies. Penn said he had spent 9 hours on Monday searching the water for people, and during all that time, he saw just three boats carrying U.S. officials. There are people that are dying right now, and I mean babies and old people and everything in between. They're dying. There are people dying, and the U.S. government are not putting the boats in the water. I think this is criminal negligence. I don't think anybody ever anticipated the criminal negligence of the Bush administration in this situation. He told the Liverpool Daily Post, I couldn't describe how bad the authorities were, just little things like taking photographs of us as we were standing on the roof waving for help for their own little snapshot albums. At one point, there were a load of girls on the roof of a hotel saying, can you help us? And the policeman said, show us what you've got, and made signs to them to lift their T-shirts. When the girls refused, they said, fine, and motored off down the road in their boat. I think a lot of things, good things, are going to come out of this, folks. I hope people are paying attention. We need to get the FedGov out of our lives, back into the constitutional role that they're supposed to be in this country, and the self-reliance and the goodness of the people in this country to once again step in to save the day. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.